Seigen Pete.
And now it's time for another chapter from Jules's
Dear Diary.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, before we went on our road trip, yep. I gave Zave a letter from a friend of mine who I was in love with. Mm. And I'm talking, this is when I was about 12, 13 years of age.
Deeply in love with him.
I was deeply in love with him. He sent me a letter after he'd moved away telling me about his new life and how great of a friend I am. And then down the bottom said, love always, Tim. And then did a little love heart and then in brackets, as a friend.
As a friend. And I do remember reading the letter because it went through, he had three different girls on the go.
Please don't bring it up.
One was hot but frigid. The other one was not frigid and ready to go. And then he was, it was 13.
Don't, it still hurts. I'm not
brackets,
kidding you.
Not frigid.
But this letter actually kicked off me writing a diary.
A diary.
Yeah. And I actually have my diary from the age of about 12, 13 through to 15. Well, what happened was there's all these letters also in the back from my girlfriends that I'd stuck in, right? Because I didn't want to lose them.
Yeah.
And my plan was for me to reveal this at our 21st. And then we just kind of didn't do 21st birthday parties. So then I held on to it till our 30th. Oh, because my girlfriends were like having kids and stuff and, didn't go that far.
Yep.
So hence the reason why I still have it. Now, originally I was going to get you, Zave, to read it out. However, you can't be trusted.
Well, I feel like it's unfair.
This is...
It's unfair.
It's not.
My diary...
Considering that first page you read.
It's unfair. Keep going. I'm all ears.
This is where I wrote my biggest, deepest, darkest secret.
Can I just say to you, because I know this is like genuinely your diary, and I am wholeheartedly interested in what's coming out here, because... As a bloke who's got two girls, I know at some point they're probably going to go through a lot of the stuff that you're going to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I hope they don't follow in my
Bugger that. I want to hear Jules break down. Let's go.
No, seriously, the reason why I am talking about or reading bits from it is because I know that there's girls out there that have either gone through stuff like this or, there's young teenagers listening going through it. So they can relate and feel not so alone.
And there's some blokes in the car who go, thank Christ.
So my first entry is actually in response to Tim, who wrote me that letter.
The love of your life.
Yeah, 1st of February 2001.
Up
the top, and it's got dear thoughts. And please don't take the piss out of me on this.
Dear thoughts.
Because the way I write as well too, my spelling's not too crushed.
It's like 18 years ago.
But you guys also have a copy of it.
Can't promise anything.
Hit us with it.
Yo, what's up? I'm actually not happy. Just thought I would start this off happy, but I'm not. My best friend sent me a letter and I'm so, so, so pissed off. I mean, we're friends and all, but I like him more than friends. I should have told him before he left. It's my own stupid fault.
Mm-hmm.
I made out that we were best friends, but I like him more than that.
Yep.
Why didn't I tell him? And now he will never know.
Oh, you played it too cool.
I will never like anyone like I like him. Maybe I love him.
Jesus.
Yes, I'm in love. I know what it is. I know what it is. And now I have to let him go.
I wrote big sad
eyes with a sad face. And then I wrote, he wrote at the bottom of the letter, loved him, in brackets, as a friend. And then, angrily, I wrote, I hate him.
Yes. And you've got
in color.
Red biro and blue biro.
Yeah, I went over and over and over again. Him. That was my way of trying to
Plus,
let go.
What's in the left bit of the page?
This
is
my
new tag.
Yeah, did you guys have tags when you were kids?
What is it?
No, I didn't have a tag.
I don't know what a tag is, but why would you have one?
Because I used to graffiti.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Back when you were was this 20 years ago? So how old were you? Like 13, 14 around this time?
Yeah, I was in high school. Year 7, year 8.
You were angry.
No, I wasn't.
Problems.
I'm not the only one who used to do this. I had heaps of friends that had tags as well.
Yeah,
and you would just write your name. Probably in jail. But it was so that, say if you wrote your tag somewhere and then your friends who know your tag would know that you've been there.
There is one thing that I'm seeing here. So you've gone to write, this is my new tag.
Yeah, but
haven't you? And then you've crossed out the T and the H.
Yeah, and thought, no way.
Nah.
This needs to be a D.
It's a D. So now it's this is my new tag.
I was so gangster. Yeah.
So can I just ask too, just going back through it. Yes, I love him. I know what it is.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me what it is?
what it is.
Yeah.
I'm talking about love.
I know, but like, how did you know what it is at that age?
Well, when I thought about him, my heart like felt very big.
Yeah. And warm.
And yeah. And I smiled a lot when I thought about him. That's what all I remember.
Man.
It's deep. Dear thoughts. I love the dear. Does every entry start with dear thoughts?
No.
You drop the dear thoughts. I think dear thoughts is a bit silly.
I mean, there's a couple of entries that are like dear thoughts, and then it just gets into like, yeah, I know, sorry.
Yeah, I reckon dear thoughts is a bit cringe.
Oh, come on. Heidi, Sager and P. With Jules on Hit 92.9. Heidi, Sager and P.